This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, third time around, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Indeed. I mean, this is the stuff that they carry in stock is crazy. Some of this stuff never sees the light of day. Most of these guns, most of these things that you find out there are so rare that to find two of them in one room is crazy. They've got a whole website full of them. Now, while we're sitting around and saying that the UCLA shooting shows the futility of the gun-free zone and how, you know, it completely backs up the notion of letting the students be armed, well, there's a little bit that hasn't been added to it. First of all, this shooter was a Muslim. He was a Muslim graduate student. He killed his teacher at the University of California, Los Angeles. He broke dozens of ineffective laws. Yet in California with a K, you've got socialist politicians who have used their failure. They're the ones that helped this failure be in place to begin with. And they're calling for more ineffective laws that burden honest California gun owners. And these politicians should be ashamed. Because bigotry is really, really ugly. The murderer was not allowed to carry a firearm in public in L.A. He was not allowed to carry a firearm onto the UCLA campus, nor to threaten Professor William Klug. And it was illegal to injure Professor Klug. Those laws were entirely ineffective since the murderer shot Klug several times in his on-campus office. Instead of stopping the attacker, these laws effectively disarmed the victim. The professor and other honest adults were left at the mercy of a violent killer on campus. The problem is widespread across L.A. Hundreds of victims are violently attacked each month. Instead of letting victims defend themselves, the bigoted California socialists demonize honest gun owners and heap more regulations on their back. And that is damning. But there's something much worse going on. The socialist majority in California supported the politicians' bigotry. California socialists elected the politicians to oppress the most honest and law-abiding segment of society. And bigotry is ugly. And bigotry by proxy is equally ugly. So the blame ultimately in California rests with the voters who elected these bigots. So here Mr. Morse decides to speak directly to them, and he says, "You created this monster. The blood of the disarmed victims is on your hands." As it is. As it is. Now, continuing on, as he is wont to do, he points out that politicians tell and sell a whole bunch of lies at the risk of being accused of hate speech. Let us look at the most obvious of the public lies we're told today. You can understand why they lie to us. They seek their own benefit. They always have. The sad fact is that we are now living so fast that it is harder than ever to sort the lies from the truth. We can get 144 characters fed into our phone faster than we can make sense of them. An unquestioned lie becomes the truth. It's up to me and you to sort this out, and it matters. So the obvious lies first. Poverty isn't an accident. Most of us learned at an early age that a job let us live where we wanted and let us control our own lives. Unfortunately, now a record number of us are out of work. Today, our own government destroys jobs with regulations and taxes. Politicians tax nicotine and alcohol so we won't smoke and drink. They tax and regulate industry so that millions of us are forced onto welfare and dependency. It's easy for them to control the unemployed because few of us will vote the hand that feeds us. Men and women are different from each other. And, you know, also fathers and mothers matter to children. Rich men and women will argue that they can have sex when and where they want and then pay money to clean up their mess. Our modern sexual culture lets rich people buy the sex and children they want rather than be the partners and parents their children need. Poor people pay the heaviest price as our sexual culture adopts the social norms that make the rich feel comfortable for their sins. Government schools promote the reviews of the ruling government. If you look at California textbooks, you will notice that blacks were slave owners, or you would never know this, and that the Republican Party was formed to oppose slavery. You would never know that industry and capitalism raised the middle class out of rural subsistence farming. Government schools erase these inconvenient truths while promoting their special interests and political agendas. Global warming is the best funded lie. Big government bought all the conforming research they needed. Global warming is an excuse to tell us where we must live, how we must live, and how much bribe money the rich countries must pay to dictators in poor countries. Put down the remote controls, stop playing Angry Birds, so you can figure out that driving a Prius doesn't save the cute animals. Actually, it does worse because those batteries, those giant batteries are toxic and they cannot be recycled. The power to regulate is the power to destroy. Politicians receive huge kickbacks from businesses as businesses pay bribe money. Many businesses support the politicians in power so the businesses can remain in business. Some businesses, like Wall Street investment banks, have turned that into a business model as they seek special regulatory favors. Pantsuit loves them a lot because she gets a lot of speaking fees. She likes them a lot. Obamacare raised prices and destroyed medicine. Enough said. Money talks. But you can recognize that money and interest lies to you. Recently, a few rich billionaires paid for an anti-gun movie. Their so-called documentary was really an anti-gun infomercial. The movie was slick and professionally produced. Now the movie's been withdrawn from circulation because certain things came to light. So the politicians and the media want to control what we think and do. Government regulation is a profit center for politicians of both parties. Politicians want regulation so they can raise campaign contributions as we then pay money and lobby to keep our freedom. It is very sobering once you understand that most politicians and celebrities work for their benefit, not for ours. This is an election year, so the lies are going to be fast and deep. And the antidote is simple and probably at your fingertips right now. It is up to us to sort the truth from the lies. We can and we have to. Remaining curious will help. There's not that much of a difference between one party versus the other. And the one standing out against everything about that is Trump, like it or not. He's the one that is the wild card. I don't know how Morris feels about him. I think he may not like Trump. I think he may be. I'll have to ask him. That would be interesting because Trump is neither. He's not a politician. That's for damn sure. We'll be right back.
you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lude Performance, Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Truly, truly a marvel to see. Check them out. Now, what would it look like if the media told the truth about AR-15s? If we actually existed in that world. Now, recently, the purveyors of gun control have beclowned themselves this past week. Stephanie Sustig, director Katie Couric, why does that keep happening? Siri keeps popping up. That's interesting. Now, Under the Gun was caught committing fraud. Real Sports was caught committing fraud. At the New York Times, they were caught committing fraud or violating things. So, what would it look like if the media told the truth about AR-15s? It might look something like this. Headline, AR-15s are the most common kind of rifle sold in the United States. Though the media will never admit it, variation of the AR-15 is by far the most common rifle sold in the United States. While exact figures are hard to pin down for a family of firearms that's been on the civilian market continually since 1963, and which have been made by dozens of companies, estimates are 8 to 9 million of them in the United States today. AR-15 sales are up sharply, yet their use in crime is dropping. Despite sales of AR-15s growing astronomically in recent years, homicides committed with rifles of all kinds are exceedingly rare and continue to plummet. In 2010, just 367 murders of the 8,874 murders committed were done with any kind of rifle, and the murders committed with AR-15s was too rare to bother tracking individually. Rifled homicides dropped to 298 in 2012 and 248 in 2014. Curiously, none of the media outlets attacking the AR-15 will mention this very important fact that undermines their central thesis that these rifles are too dangerous to own for American citizens. If they're so dangerous, why is their use in crime dropping as their sales have dramatically increased? A true headline would be AR-15s are not high-powered. AR-15 in its native form is meant to chamber the 5.56. And the most pathetic claim made by the media is that it is high powered. And objectively, that claim is a lie. 5.56 is a derivative of 223 Remington. They're nearly identical, with both using the same 22 caliber round. They're considered intermediate powered, having more power than a handgun, but much less power than an actual high-powered rifle. Most common loading for AR-15s is a 55-grain ball round, which is my standard load, followed by a 62-grain with a mild steel core. In a standard 16-inch AR-15 barrel, the 55-grain load attains just under 1,200 foot-pounds of muzzle energy, while the 62-grain bullet, which is slightly more mass, has about 30 foot-pounds of energy more. Then compare the 1,230 foot-pounds of energy to the 30-06, the most common rifle cartridge fielded by the American forces in both world wars, and which is still one of the most common hunting cartridges for medium and large game. The most common bullet weight for the 30-06 weighs 150 grains, or almost three times as much as the most common AR-15 round, and it has 2,900 foot-pounds of force. The 300 Winchester Magnum, a true high-powered Magnum-class rifle used by U.S. Army snipers and other long-range shooters, features a 220-grain bullet and roughly 3,900 pounds of muzzle energy. A true high-powered or Magnum-class rifle is going to have more than three times as much muzzle energy as a soft-shooting AR-15. The low power of the most AR-15 calibers translates into low recoil for the shooter and helps explain why the AR-15 is a favorite of men and women and teens and even preteen shooters. So you see, The AR-15 round and the AR-15 platform is very well thought of if they only told the truth about it. With 9 million of them that we know about, which 1 million of them, by the way, seem to be in New York State, it's just not getting used that much for bad stuff. It's only used for good stuff. And it only takes 59 foot-pounds of energy to kill a human, according to Raven. Who might know? He's in law enforcement. He knows about that kind of stuff. So, bearing all of this in mind, I would have to say the AR-15... well, you know, we did this story about the Indian military who were trying to debate whether they wanted to kill or wound. So they were debating between the 5.56 for wounding and the 7.62 for killing. It is such a conundrum for them. They were considering a rifle that was convertible and would convert from one caliber to the other, which would be so ungainly. So ungainly. So, bearing that in mind, but at the same time, you know, the 5.56 has its uses. It does have its uses. The 7.62 is good. 5.56 is good close up. It's smaller. It's lighter. The ammunition is lighter. So if you're running around and you have to choose between a 7.62 that's going to hold 20 rounds at most, which means 5 magazines is 100 rounds and weighs more than 5 magazines, which is 150 rounds of 5.56, you're probably going to go with 5.56, as you should. As you should. More rounds equals more capacity. More capability. Excuse me, not more capacity. Of course it equals more capacity. More capability. And capability is something you want. You want as much as you can. So, if only they would tell the truth about the AR-15, everything would be okay. Everything would be okay. But coming up next, when we get back, we are going to delve. Where is it? I just saw it. We're going to delve into the upsurge in gun sales. This is Lock and Load.
Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. Unbelievable what they carry. Unbelievable! Now, this is coming from a Time magazine, and it's funny. It's funny. So, and it first appeared in the London School of Economics. So, and I said Time. I meant to say Newsweek. I'm sorry. There are a lot of reasons, and I'm going to give it to you verbatim. There are a lot of reasons why Americans buy firearms, but one of the main reasons is the concern that gun control is this time really going to happen. It's necessary to buy guns now because you won't be able to later. Why would Americans think this? Perhaps because the news media, and Fox News in particular, are saying it. Are they? Are they saying it? I don't watch them. So, possibility of gun control may make for good ratings, but it's also directly responsible for millions of additional gun sales in America over the past year. No, Obama is. While there's no central database on which Americans own guns or how many they own, Americans who buy firearms from licensed dealers are required to undergo a background check, and the FBI keeps track of how many background checks are carried out and when. The number of background checks tends to underestimate the number of sales, but it's the best data available. Using data from the 200 months between the start of the FBI background check reporting in 1998 and when the data was compiled, it's possible to identify the trends in the number of background checks and the causes of variation in the number of background checks. During the Clinton presidency, there were about 750,000 checks per month, a tally that rose to about 800,000 purchases per month during George W. Bush's two terms. Gun sales in America didn't really take off until President Barack Obama won the 2008 election. In September 2008, there were 973,000 firearm sales through dealers. In the month after he won the election, that number was close to 1.2 million, then 1.5 million for the next 2 months. Prior to his election, the most checks ever recorded in a month were less than 1.3 million. Since Obama took office, there have been on average 1.5 million background checks per month. Now, once we control for relevant factors like seasonality, sales go up in September and December, and the general trend of increasing sales over time, we can use data from media content analysis to determine the effects of coverage by Fox News and other media sources on gun sales. Over the period for which full content analysis of gun control coverage is available, 42 months, Fox News had an average of 20 statements a month about gun control. The networks averaged 26, but much of that was driven by the debate over gun control after the shootings at Connecticut's Sandy Hook Elementary School in December 2012. In the month after the shooting, gun control was discussed 226 times on Fox and 321 times on the network evening news broadcasts. Of course, it isn't fair to look at the number of times gun control was discussed. Americans could be arming themselves in order to protect themselves from mass shootings. As such, the data also controls for the number of times mass shootings were discussed in the news. As might be expected, the shootings at Sandy Hook led to an increase in the number of background checks, independent of media coverage, with an estimated effect of 380,000 additional sales. These effects were dwarfed by the effects of coverage of gun control. While discussions of mass shootings in the media had no effect on the number of background checks, statements about gun control, once they exceed 10 a month, have an enormous impact that is conditional on the media source and how popular Obama is at the moment. So despite the fact that the network news broadcasts have a far larger audience than Fox News, statements about gun control on the evening news don't matter, but statements on Fox News do. Well, first of all, they're putting out bad information here. Fox News leads in ratings. They exceed the other three networks. They win in the ratings thing. So that's happening. That's part of what's happening. Controlling for all other factors when Obama's approval is low, coverage of gun control above the threshold on Fox leads to 878,000 more background checks. They're doing something that is not scientific, is what this boils down to. They're getting out there and attributing a number of background checks to a number of times a story is covered. I don't know how you do that. This would have to indicate let's follow along with their premise. Let's go along with their premise. This means that Fox is so far out ahead of everybody else that they're just leading the mind-numbed minions into buying guns because nobody else watches anything else. If we were watching anything else, we wouldn't be going this way, would we? That's not what they're saying. But at the same time, that's the way it's coming out. That's the way I interpret it. They're saying that Fox News is telling people that Obama's about to take their guns away. No, Fox News doesn't tell people that. Alex Jones tells people that. I tell people that. Other talk radio outlets tell people that. Lots of people tell people that. None of the networks, including Fox News, say that. There's a couple of guys on a couple of shows, The Five, and you know some of these other shows where they get out there and talk about how you can't do this and you can't do that, and Second Amendment this thing. But then it's not. Shepard Smith is not a conservative. Brett Beyer is not a conservative. I don't know what they are, but they're not conservative. Shepard Smith gets out there and he's all for gun control. Absolutely for gun control. So I don't know why they're doing the hit piece on Fox News. I really don't. I really do not. Oh, well. That's just the way it is, I guess. In order for this to actually be true, okay, this would mean that the people that watch everything but Fox News are actually not having their opinions, or perhaps the ones that are watching them are having their opinions shaped by what they're watching because there's fewer of them. And the people that are watching Fox News who are not getting a whole lot of pro-gun stuff. You know, Glenn Beck is not a pro-gun guy. He may own guns. There's a lot of these people that don't know anything about the Second Amendment own guns because they can. But it's not like they're running around beating on the Second Amendment like it is a Bible and preaching the gospel. They're not. Getting out there and trying to blame somebody except for their Messiah, Obama. Obama is the problem. Obama told John Locke, I don't believe anybody should own handguns. Obama wants the Australian solution. Getting out there and saying that Fox News is driving that, there's no way. There's no way. Obama is driving it. Obama is the best gun salesman out there. Go to foxnews.com. Let me do that right now. Where is it? Let's get out of that. Let's go to this. And let me see this. And let's go to Fox News right now. Foxnews.com. Front page on foxnews.com. Lethal strategy. Red flag. Obamacare loophole. Hillary volcanic. Finally revealed IRS details its conservative hit list. That's the headlines. Well, nothing about guns at all. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. In color, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Truly, truly a monumental gun shop. And it's not even justice to call them a gun shop. Coming out of San Jose, California with a K, they disgraced themselves last week allowing rioters to attack people exiting a political rally for the presumptive Republican nominee for president. Now, thanks to Alistair of Gateway Pundit, we know that the police chief of that city, Eddie Garcia, who admitted that he instructed his officers not to intervene and arrest the attackers, is aligned with the extremist-based group La Raza. No confirmation on this, except for a couple of things, like from his Twitter account, at La Raza roundtable meeting with two future recruits. The La Raza roundtable of California celebrated when Garcia was sworn in. That's how the roundtable described, or this is how they describe themselves. La Raza roundtable brings together community organizations, community leaders, elected officials, private and public sector representatives in leadership capacities that can impact positive change for La Raza. Garcia has released a laughable statement in which he suggested the police didn't arrest the violent thugs because it would have just made them angrier. Coming from the San Jose Inside, Mayor Liccardo, San Jose police issue new statements regarding violence at Donald Trump rally. San Jose police issued their own media advisory Friday, noting what actions it took as the media gives closer scrutiny to how well the department conducted crowd control. In its release, SJPD said it held off in arresting people seen committing crimes because it had the difficult task of weighing the need to immediately apprehend the suspects against the possibility that police action involving the use of physical force under the circumstances would further incite the crowd and produce more violent behavior. There were four arrests in total. Monica Showalter yesterday movingly wrote on the pages of American Thinker of the sea change of our political culture and what this signifies. The message of the San Jose violence is that you don't have a right to go support the candidate you want, as you had in the past. No more corny political rallies. No more cutesy red, white, and blue satin basketball outfits and pom-poms to cheer your candidate. They are off limits without bulletproof vests and bodyguards. If you ignore this new reality, you will be beaten to a pulp by righteous mobs brandishing foreign flags. You don't have that right anymore. Now, La Raza, which is Spanish for the race, claims that its name doesn't mean what it plainly means. We'll expect to see denials from the La Raza Forum. And, you know, we'll see what we get out of this. But the police chief, hanging out with La Raza. Lots of people like La Raza. My senior senator, Lindsey Graham, likes La Raza. Go figure. I finally did get reciprocity with Georgia. I'm waiting to see what happens in the election now. There's a lot of guys I like to see unemployed. I don't care who gets elected to replace them. I've just gotten that cynical. Now, interestingly enough, we get this from the Philippines. In the Philippines, they have a serious drug problem. And the next president of the country, he's got a plan. Coming from the Associated Press, from Jim Gomez, he writes, "The Philippine president-elect has encouraged the public to help him in his war against crime, urging citizens with guns to shoot and kill drug dealers who resist arrest and fight back in their neighborhoods." I'm not kidding. In a nationally televised speech late Saturday, Rodrigo Duterte told a huge crowd in the southern city of Davao that Filipinos who help him battle crime will be rewarded. "Please feel free to call us, the police, or do it yourself if you have the gun. You have my support," Duterte said, warning of an extensive illegal drug trade that involves even the country's police. If a drug dealer resists arrest or refuses to be brought to a police station and threatens a citizen with a knife or a gun, you can kill him. "Shoot him and I'll give you a medal." The 71-year-old Duterte won the, I don't know how to pronounce his name. If that isn't clear to you, I'm sorry. And I apologize to the president of the Philippines. I just don't know. But let's say Duterte. We're going to use Duterte. Duterte won the May 9th presidential election on a bold promise to end crime and corruption within 6 months of the start of his presidency. That vow, wonder what this, there's a parallel here, resonated among crime-wary Filipinos, though police officials considered it campaign rhetoric that was impossible to accomplish. There seems to be this global phenomenon at work here. Of beleaguered citizens, what the Marxists would like to refer to as the masses. They're getting more and more fed up with ineffective and corrupt political elites and governmental machinery. The issues are different in the United Kingdom, where right now ditching the EU is up for a vote and could succeed. And the United States, where Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, between them, account for a strong majority of voters. But the underlying disgust with politics and government is very, very much similar throughout the world. And that's because we have become complacent. As a people, the human race has become complacent. We'll listen to people like Sanders. Sanders is popular right now because a lot of people think he's just going to give them something. That's why Obama was so popular, because a lot of people thought he was just going to give them something. There is nothing on this planet that is free. If you're getting something, if you're getting some goods or something, somebody produced those goods. If you're getting money, somebody made that money. The government has no money of its own. No matter how much they like to claim federal dollars, they have no money of their own. They have no product. Their services now are going down the drain. They're supposed to maintain the roads. They're supposed to maintain the borders. They're supposed to maintain the military. Look at those three things alone. And tell me how you're getting any bang for your buck at all. I mean, you're barely getting anything. Right now, the Border Patrol is so beleaguered on the border. They have one AR for every four of them, I think it is. And I guess they have, if they're all four on shift, they have to play rocks, paper, scissors to decide who gets to carry the long gun. And the rest of them can engage the 50 cal on the other side of the river that they've been shot at with their handguns. So federal dollars are, that's a fraud. We don't have any money in the United States today. We're so far in debt right now, we can't afford to pay attention. And, you know, I think people are beginning to understand that. And the haves, thankfully, so far right now, outnumber the have-nots. And the people of San Jose and Eddie Garcia, the police chief of San Jose, I guess they'll be sitting around and very soon they'll be an island. California will be an island all its own. California with a K. Come to California where bigotry rules. Don't worry about any of your rights or anything. All of these states that are like this, they will become islands all their own. Because more and more people, Democrats and Republicans alike, are tired of the economics. They know they can work. They know they could. They look at things. I mean, it's quite easy to see. When you've got a president-elect in the Philippines and get out there, and this is what resonates with people. If you see a drug dealer and he resists arrest, just kill him. I'll give you an award. He's saying, let's have the purge here in the Philippines. And he got elected because the Filipinos are tired of it. And they're not the only ones. The world is getting tired of this. And what remains to be seen is what the world does about it. We'll see, you know. I think Britain falling out of the EU, that'll be a good sign. Of course, you know where I want it to go here, so we'll do this again in 21 hours between now and then. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.